Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Wow, reading for you. And I'm just this word to have a dramatic impact in your life as this word comes in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Tell God that he can use you. He can depend on you. He can use you anytime he wants to use you. Pray to God. Tell him that the impact of his word should be evident in your life this morning as we are about to listen to his word. Begin to thank him. Begin to pray. Father, we invite you into our midst. We pray, oh God, that let the entrance of your word give us light. Let the entrance of your word give us understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody shout a bigger amen. Amen. Beautiful. Take your seat. I'll be preaching for a very short time. All right. Honorable, please move this way so that we can have a balanced diet. All right. Okay. All right. Right. You are all welcome to church once again. Oh, when we say you are welcome to church, what do you say? Or you think it's a trick? It's not a trick. Okay, I'm happy to see all of you once again. I'm happy to be in church. And I want you to put your hands together for the various choirs that came to sing. And as I announced to you a few weeks back that the choirs have come to stay and it's working, put your hands together for them once again. It takes them a while to actually rehearse. Okay, I know that you also do rehearsal, but your rehearsal is for something else. The dancing starts for the time that we've planted corn there. I'm not sure you can dance. So be doing your rehearsals now. When the corn grow, do you know the guns have planted a corn? Yeah, so the Wulomon says that the corn that has been planted, if we make noise, the corn will not germinate. That's why we don't make noise. Okay, clap for the guns. Put your hands together for the Wulomon and the Asafuache and their people. Wonder, your people say that if we disturb the corn, I don't know what corn is that, but that corn there, if you shout, the corn doesn't grow. We ask for forgiveness for them. Hallelujah. But whatever happened, the corn, it will grow. And the day we are resuming the noise making, they will know that we are here. Hallelujah. It's another blessing for me to be preaching once again. And then nice to see all those who were not in church last week and last 2 weeks. It's a blessing to see you. And I'm preaching on a very important topic. How many of you remember what I've been preaching on? What is the title? Yeah, Key Fact is the book I'm preaching from. But what title are we on? Your role as a church member. Your role, your duty as a church member. How many of you are church members? You are members of this church. Show by hands. Now, what happens is that as long as you are a member of this church, okay, so if something happens to you, it means that you have a pastor. Clap your hand for Jesus. Yeah. So you are different from somebody who doesn't go to church. Or there are people who go to church, but they are not in a church. I don't know whether my grandma is okay. There are people who go to church, but they are not members of the church. So when something happens to them, they don't have a pastor. I hope it's clear. Yeah. There are few people you must have in your life. As you are in life, you must know a policeman. It's one. There are five people you must know in your life. Number one, you must know a policeman. Because one day you have a police case. Yes. You must also know a lawyer. You must have a lawyer that you know in your life. You must, what number is that? Number two, you must know what? Number three, you must know a doctor because you'll be sick one day. Yes, you must know a lawyer. You must, because one day you have a law case. See, you have bought a land at Kotoku. Do you see? Then somebody too has come to say that land is for him. So you need a lawyer to go to court. Oh, I'm not speaking sense. Yeah. Then you need a doctor. One day in the middle of the night, you need a doctor and tell them that I have been vomiting. I vomited 3 times and I went to toilet 8 times. What does it mean? Then the doctor will tell that put salt inside the water and do ORS and drink. Salt and sugar and let it dissolve and drink ORS. Then in the morning, come for lab test. Hallelujah. Yeah. What first person do you have to know? It's not part of the preaching, no. It's a free advice. You must know what? You must know who? A policeman. Policeman. No, I'm not talking about fire service. Fire service. You must know a policeman. Number two, you must know who? A lawyer. You must have a lawyer in your life. If I pick my phone now, I can call a policewoman or a policeman. If I also pick my phone right now, I can call a lawyer. At least I have about 3 lawyers on my phone. You don't know any lawyer. Jennifer, you know a lawyer? Who? Your uncle is a lawyer. Who? Your father's lawyer. Huh? Your father's lawyer, he can call by you. Your father doesn't have a lawyer. How are you going to know a lawyer? You must also know a doctor, number three. Or if I pick my phone, I can call more than 10 doctors. Hey, me, myself, I'm a doctor. Oh, why are you not clapping? Hey. It's like when you look at my face, doctors don't look like. I'm a lawyer. I'm a doctor. Do you understand? And then you must also know what number are we going on? Number four. Yeah. This person, you will not think he's important, but you must know somebody like that. You must know somebody who share food at an event. You have to wait for your people. Then the last person you must know is a pastor. Everybody say a pastor. One day we have to offer today. I'm not feeling so. A certain woman coming to stand at the back over there. She came to tell me that her son is 1 year and they need a pastor to officiate the birthday party. Why are we not clapping? Yeah. And when she looks through the whole world, she thinks that I'm the best pastor to officiate the son's birthday party. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. On your wedding day, you need a pastor. You don't need a fetish priest. Even people who don't go to church. On wedding day today, I somebody was talking to Reverend. Then I overheard and it's like, the person doesn't come to church, but when the person delivered, he came to church and they did dedication and adoring. So people who don't even go to church, when they're born, they don't send their children to the shrine. They bring them to church. Because everybody wants anointing oil for pastor to lay hands on them. So you must know a pastor. Why am I talking about all this one? What did I say they brought me here? So, yeah, I was saying that as a young person, Shirley, you must have a pastor in your life. Oh, hello, pastor. Please, Tuesday night, I dreamt that this thing, cockroach and cotto. The two, they were chasing me. So when I ran this way, then I met cow. Then the cow asked me where I was going. Now you have dreamt that a cow is talking to you. And you are alive there. You should know that it's a bad dream. So when I passed this way, then I met my grandmother who died 20 years ago. She gave me a benkwine and a banku. And then after eating, when I continued running, I met a scorpion on the way. Then when I turned like this, I met a dwarf. Pastor, what does it mean? You need a pastor to tell you this one. Yeah. Last week, Tuesday, somebody called me. Pastor, where are you? I said, oh, I'm here. So I said, meet me here. When the person came, I said, how can I help? He said, I had a dream. 2 dreams. I said, say all the dreams. When he said, and I said, this dream, it means A, B, C, D. And I prayed for him. I said, go. And he left. So you need a pastor. Clap for pastors. Pastors are very important people. Don't let... Or elderly people who don't go to church tell that pastors are there to eat your money. No, pastors are not here to eat money. If pastors are there to eat money, headmasters are there to do what? Now I'm asking you, pastor and headmaster, who collect money more? Headmaster, you won't go to school. You collect how much to your headmaster? How much do you give to your headmaster at the end of the term? And so how much is your fees? 2,000 plus. Today, first offering, how much did you give? 1 CD. So, which of us is eating money? Jennifer, how much is your fees? You can't remember. But it's in the thousands. It should be in the like 1,000. Yeah, 1,000. First offering is how much? You didn't even give first offering. So which of us is eating money more? Headmaster and pastor, who is eating more money? Headmaster is chopping. Oh, Shelly, you don't understand what I mean. Headmaster eats better than pastor. But God is blessing pastors in Jesus' name. So I was talking about your role, your duty. And you see, everywhere you are, you must be part of something. Bible said that God set the solitary in families. Psalm 68 verse 6. Somebody should look at it, whether it's a correct scripture I've quoted. Psalm 68 and verse 6. Yeah, I think it should be a good scripture. I don't know why that scripture. So everybody is part of something. Everybody is part. Lois, have you found it? Psalm 68. Why is it taking you so long a time to find Psalm 68? He says what? Who is there? He does what? He gives the lonely a what?
To live in. He gives the lonely a home to live in.
He gives the lonely, somebody who is lonely, okay, a place to live in. Another version talks about family. Who has that version? Yes, read.
Sets the lonely in their families. He lives for the prisoners.
He set the, so King James was saying solitary. Who has King James? It says solitary. So that's how to use a good version. Because if you see solitary, by the time we finish explaining solitary, you sleep. But he said he set the lonely. So you see, you cannot be alone. You cannot say that you are not part of anything. Everybody is part of something. There is a role you play in your family. You wash daddy's car. If daddy doesn't have a car, he has a bicycle. You clean the bicycle. You pump the tire. You polish shoe. Do you understand? Some of you at your age, you wash your daddy's trousers. Do you understand? So there is something you do. So when you come to church also, there is a role. This is a family. This church is a family. He said he set the lonely in a family. Oh, do you understand the preaching this morning? I'm preaching. So I started with the first one. What is your first role as a church member? To be what? Say again. To be a faithful attendee. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says that moreover, it is required in steward that a man be found faithful. You must be a faithful attendee. Whenever there is a program in the church, you must be part. You must be part. If there's a program in your school, you are part. True of us. They are going to excursion at Paga. You want to go, Sam? To go and see Crocodile Pond. The school is in Accra, but they are going to excursion at Independence Square. You go. The school is in Accra, but they go for excursion at Independence Square. Last time I was at work, then some people came to excursion at our workplace. I said, hey, my workplace too is an important place on the map. They travel from Osudoku. Do you know Osudoku? Osudoku is in Eastern region. They travel from Osudoku SHS to come and see 37 military hospital. I said, wow. And they were wearing school uniform. SHS people, they pay excursion fee to travel from Osudoku to come and see me in my office. I said, wow, pastor is important. Put your hands together. Put your hands together for me. Hey, hey, DJ Ahabai. Hallelujah. Yes. There is a role that you must play at church. A faithful attendee. You see, you shouldn't have double mind as to where your church is. No. This is your church. You must be faithful to the church. Just as you are faithful to the family. If today your grandmother dies and they are cutting cloth. Do you understand they are cutting cloth? Oh, you don't understand they cut cloth. Oh, the one that somebody died, everybody wear the same mama. Eh, they used to sew shirt for the boys. And then the girls, they sew kabay slit for them. Then go and go around your grandmother, then you'll be crying. I call mama. Shelly, your people, Jenna can call it. I call mama. Have you wear the Bonyo cloth sand before? You have a lot. Guns, there, they have it. Guns and Ashantis. Be a omuji mama. Omuji ntuma. Even if you are a drunkard, then you die, you must cut cloth. So guns, they don't joke with their dead bodies. Number two, what's your second rule? You must be a stable Christian. Listen, even in normal life, if you are not stable, you cannot even marry. I'm telling you, it's a normal thing. Yeah, you see, because as I've married, do you think I've not seen fine girls? I've seen. I told you about my friend that went to do the wedding. We are doing the wedding, though. You've come out and you say, I make mistake. It can't be possible. Do you see? So you must be stable to say, this is my girl, this is my wife. You see, because you, these boys, as we are growing up, you see, you'll be there. You come and propose to Juanita, the same boy. You come and propose to Kezia, the same boy. You come and propose to Nancy, the same boy. Come and propose to Shelly. Valentine, you buy King's Bite and share for all of them. Why you are one here? Over Ajima, over the girls. What girls in Ninjana? So you must be stable. If you are a sister also, as you are in the church, you see different brothers coming to propose. Some of the brothers, when you look at their trouser, we can use it to sew kaba and slit for you. Big. Some of the brothers, the English is not good. Some of the brothers, when you look at the surname alone, to throw your nice surname away and collect his surname, you know. That is the same. Do you see? And then you have a very nice name like Michaela Nanaya Jackson. And you are throwing Jackson away to collect Hogbe Chocho. Oh! What is your surname? Mensa. Very nice. Mensa what? No, your full name is... Don't you have some maiden name? Jennifer what? Jennifer Manson. Nice girl. She's worshiping the Lord. She loves the Lord. Working in the church. Choir. Then some boy B has come. Do you understand? Some another guy B has come. Then I say, he's doing beloved doses. Bra, what is your name? And then the, what is your name? What is your name? Then you mention some name. Then before, as you've even mentioned the first name, we are shaking a little bit. Then you added the same name. Amewuto. Hey! It will be. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you must be stable. If this is your church, you must be stable. You must know that this is my all for see what I'm saying. You don't understand. This is your church. Just as I'm a stable pastor, have you come one day and I said I've gone to Santa Maria to go and preach? Or Santa Maria Po came to pay that if I preach at their place, 1,000 Ghana. So I've left you, I'm going to preach and I'm going to do part-time. Have you come to church? I've gone to do part-time before. No, I'm here with you. We'll die here together. I'll officiate your wedding. Or I will be here. Some boy will be here. No, Mr. Who has brought some girl. We are stable members. Do you understand? Ask Mr. Ewu is going there. All these people are groomsmen. Obia Besha suit. Mr. Ewu. Then you see that girl. Hey. That DJ have I say. Hallelujah. You must tell your neighbor, you must be stable. Tell your neighbor, you must be stable. You must be planted in the church. You must not go anywhere. Hey, well, as you are coming to you, don't you see Pentecost? Don't you see Anglican? Don't you see Four Square? Don't you see Triangle Square? Don't you see House of Deliverance? Don't you see Run for Your Life International Ministry? We see all the churches. You come here, Run for Your Life Chapel. It's a nice church. God is coming soon. Run to Heaven. Friends of Judas Chapel International. There are churches. Jesus Camp. you see all these churches, but you come here. On your way to school, don't you see a lot of schools? What are some of the schools? Your school is called what? Omanjo School. Your school is called Glorious Spell. Your school is called Humble Way. Your school is called Rainbow. Noah's Ark. Rain is coming. Go away. Hide yourself. They are future leaders. Galaxy. Nice schools. Rect Academy. Rectum. Rectum Academy. They have a lot of schools in the area. Future leaders. Those people, they attend the school, but they don't become future leaders. Do you understand? So, you see all those schools, but you come and stay. What's the next one? Your third row is to do what? To pay your tithe. To pay your tithe is very important to the church. Your tithe is important to the church. If you like, next week, don't come to church. Let me give you an example. Go and walk through all the churches and see where their children's churches meet. This hall. If a certain prophet has seen this hall, this is his headquarters. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, and it is your money. Where will you... let me tell you, I'm not sure I've been in this church for more than 6 years. Or even 5 years, show by hand. Or even 4 years. Or even 1 year. If you have been in the church for a year. I'm not saying every day you come. I know sometimes some of you don't come. You go then if you have bad dreams, then you come. You go and the day you sleep that you've seen that cockroach is chasing you, then you come. When I pray, you go back. I don't know if you have been here for, let's say, more than 1 year. Beautiful. That more than 1 year, have you not been giving one CD? Even if your offering is one CD. One CD, 40. You buy one cement. One cement, you can do this one. So as you say you are leaving the church, this is your part of your cement. You can't take it away. So your tithe is very important. Your tithe is very, very important. I understand what I'm trying to say. If anybody who doesn't pay tithe, it means your heart is not here. Anybody, you see, let me tell you, girls, as you are growing up, if a boy says he loves you, listen. If a boy says he loves you, and that's the time you are beloved dosing, you say, oh, let's go to KFC and go and eat rice. Oh, KFC, KFC, cry. What of the rice that is at the roadside here? It means the boy doesn't love you. Yeah. Anybody who loves you, the person who spend on you. Yeah. Bomika na frem dada. I don't know if you have heard that statement before. Bomka. Bomika. You can see that the people who are, your brother who has a girlfriend, you Valentine Day, see what he does. See what he does. The girl's birthday. See the cake they bring to the house. Your sister. You say your brother. Your sister. Those of you that you have big sisters who have boyfriends. You should see the phone they use. If they put your mother and your mother's salary and your father's salary together for 1 year, they can't buy the phone she's using. But she's using because a certain boy is spending on her. Hey! You say you love God, you love the church. You cannot spend on the church. Play. Then I come and start the phone. I'm going to come and baby popcorn. Look at what I'm saying. It's because you don't love the church. Hallelujah. Anything you love, your money will go inside. Hey! As you are growing, sisters, one of the things you love is your hair. They be all back salon. They be all back. Right now, your hair, it looks like 2 centimeters. 5 centimeters, but 2 centimeters, but you go to SHS and come. SHS, first term. You see, they start putting some cream inside. Then they will do as if, go be small. From 3, it will look like Lloyd's own. Astafarians. Do you understand? It means because you don't go to salon. You do. Go to salon. Janet, I don't know where you go to. No, I don't. You go ahead. You go to the shrine. You people. Hey. Muadio. Charlie, I don't know where you go to with this one. my uncle is even more bushy than yours. Hallelujah. Anything you love, listen, for God to bless you, a lot of things. See, anything that is good, it has many parts. For you to do well, I'm not even preaching what I'm preaching today. I'm doing a recap. Your tithe is important to God. Next one. Your fourth responsibility is what? To give your offerings. Clap for yourselves. Offerings, you do well. Yeah. But there are some people that when they are coming to church, they put their offerings in their shoes. Yeah. Some of you put your offerings in your panties. Oh, I shouldn't preach. Oh, because I'm a pastor, I shouldn't say panties. I should say panties. Yeah. You put it there, around the central region. OT region. When you guys say, bring your second offering. Oh, I mean, I didn't bring offering. Yeah. But when we close, the same money you used to go and buy popcorn. But God is looking at you. Yeah. Your tithe and your offerings. One of the things that reveal what is in your heart is money. Yeah. It's money. When I was reading the prayer, I told some of you, if you see 200 CD notes on the floor, if you go to school the next day, you insult your headmaster. 200 Ghana, you insult your headmaster. You go and stand on your headmaster chair and you do like this. Yeah, tia bon sens. 200 Ghana. You think you are rich? 200. Hallelujah. Today, okay, your seventh, your next race, what? Fifth race to make what? Your talent and gift available. Clap for the choristers. They are making their talent and their gift available. You, the same girl, you can sing, but you sing. But you'll be in the house and you'll be singing, hey, do-do-ke-do-do-do-ke. Oh, I know the songs. Yeah. My heart, they beat for you. Do-do-ke-do-do-do-ke. You sing it. Kiddy new song, you can sing it. The song he released recently. They haven't even released it, but you can sing it already. You know how to go on YouTube to get Adina songs. Auntie, Mr. Otuya, show me something. You have it. You have it. But when I say go to Ida Life, Shemaine, you say you don't know where Shemaine is. Make your clap for pastor. Oh, I'm preaching. Yeah. You know where to find pornography. Oh, you know it. You know where to find a man and a woman having sex. You know it. Somebody and somebody are in Las Vegas. You know Las Vegas. You don't say you'll be there. You want to stay in Soul Tomb. I'll be there. Somebody and somebody are in Texas. And they are having sex. And you are sitting in Omanjo. You are watching them on the screen. You are sitting in Omanjo. And your penis has become hard. Oh, I'm preaching. Listen. To those of you who watch pornography, I have one news for you. To those of you who watch, I'm just using this one to pass through. I would say pass through. Pornography. Oh. It is only animals who have sex in public. Now, let me tell you. Anything you see on the screen, you understand? It takes more than 12 people to make that thing appear on the screen. So the pornography you watch, they are acting. They are acting. Somebody are having sex here. There's somebody here with a camera. But how do you think you are seeing it on the screen? They've recorded it. There's somebody here with a camera. There's somebody with light. There's somebody with sound. How many people? 3 people. There's somebody called costume. The dress they are wearing. Somebody dresses them. The person is there. The makeup artist is also there. Producer is also there. There's somebody who does 3, 2, 1 action. That is also there. So there are more than 12 people looking at one man and woman having sex. And you are in your home at Farm Milk. And you have downloaded it. And your penis has risen. Arise, arise, arise. Take your place in your throne. So, listen. Make your gift available. There is a gift God has given every... No, I can't sing. If you call me for singing competition, you disgrace the group. No. I cannot go and tell Lois I want to join her choir. She'll sack me. Because if she see me sing one, I said, no. Good. See that when we are singing, you'll be clapping for us. That's what she'll tell me. Yes, or you'll be doing like this. But you can sing. If you cannot sing, you can recite a poem. You can come. Oh, Pastor Ike, I want, if you come and say you want to recite a poem, do you think I'll sack you? No. There is something everybody can do. For us to stand here and for you to sing, there's somebody who controls sound. That is his talent. If you tell Eugene to come and sing, you want to spoil the church. You want the church to go. You want everybody to sleep. That's when you call Eugene to sing. But you can't sing, you can dance. You this same person, you can dance. The one they do like this, how they dance, when you close, teach me. Is it difficult to do? Yeah, I have some best man job to do around September. I have to learn this particular dance. Jennifer, you can do it. You two can do it. Then you are like me now. And it is nice, so then. Because that wedding, they have to show that I've come for the wedding. So when we close, you have to teach me. So you can do something. Very soon, we are going to have a screen over here. We will have somebody who is controlling the screen. It's also a gift. There are some of you are very good with computer. When you know what to do on the computer, you can use your phone. Very soon, we'll be doing video as we are preaching. We'll be on Facebook Live. There are somebody who should be holding the camera and be. Somebody can do something. All that you know is mass class test, mass set, drawing board, T square. How will it help your life? Hallelujah. Next one. Number what? No, we are going to number five. Or number six. Your sixth role is to know your pastors and respect them. Your sixth role is to. No, if you think I'm telling lies, maybe you think I've written a new book. In case I read sixth role.
Your sixth role is to know your pastors, love, and respect them.
Yeah. To know your pastors. You must know who Bishop Dark Hayward Mills is. Clap for him. Yeah. If you are here, we mentioned Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. Is that or why? Yeah. He is the presiding bishop of the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Clap for Bishop Dark. Clap for him. You should know, yeah. If you say this church is an Akazo Assembly Soutum Cathedral, you should know Bishop Eric Asare. Put your hands together for my bishop. You should know him. You are here. We say Bishop Eric. Say, who is Bishop Eric? Because we are from Kumasi, so who is Bishop Eric? Hallelujah. Yeah. As you are in this church, it should be one of your aims that you should know me. Put your hands together for me. Yeah. You just gone out and somebody say, is your pastor there? They say, who? How can you? They ask you, is your pastor? They say, who? Amen. Hey, Eugene, no. I did hear Juma Kama. I fear I'm about to preach here and there. Pastor, I have mine. You should know your pastor. You should love us. Yeah. Some of you, when you hear love, no, then sex come to you. No. You should love me. You should love Bishop Dan. You should love Bishop Eric. In the church, I know those who love me and those who hate me. Some of you insult me in your head. Stupid man. Look at him. Who does he think he is? It's not because I can beat him like that. I'll slap his face. Yeah. You see all these things in your head. Somebody is doing stew. Somebody is doing stew. Or... I don't know if you can feel it. It's your love, eh? This stew, or stew. This time, if you get Talia, spaghetti that they've cooked, pa, some corned beef, it's Benku. Your wife is the one doing it. Your wife is here. It's going to be working. Yeah. To love and to respect. Listen, you must respect. When a pastor calls, you don't throw your hands in the air. Go and tell Pastor Ike, that's how I've stopped the church. No, you can't talk like that. Go and tell that Pastor Ike. You see, when you use the word that, go and tell that Pastor Ike that I've stopped the church. Yeah. And to those of you who go home and you tell lies, that anytime you come to church, I've been caning you. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Are you here? Are you? Oh, you have gone home already. You should be here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You should love us. You see, because the work of a pastor is a difficult work. This morning before I came, I was discussing with somebody. And the person was like, to have people in your church and human beings, you see, you alone. You see how your mother and your father, they cannot control you. You alone. If you are two in the house, you see how disastrous your house is. If you are three, you see how disarray your house is. I've gathered more than 100 of you here. You should see the confusion. Your seat role is to know your pastor. You see your pastor, you must come and properly greet. There are people here, they come here, they see that my office is open. They don't even bring themselves to come and say hello. The pastor, if you have seen me, it will issue greet. You are waiting for me to say, good morning. Good morning, Fosty. Good morning, Madam Fosty. No, we don't do that. Yeah. I don't have to bring myself to greet you. Hey, I used to have some church members here. Those when I used to visit their school. They will see me like they don't mind me. So one day somebody called them and said, is he not your pastor? I said, they have not died. They are here. Yeah. But Shirley, when you see me, you greet me. Yeah, Shirley, you see me, greet me. Mr. M, we see you, look at you like a bull. B for bull. You not even greet you, you pass by. Yeah. You should be excited to see your pastor. Or, yeah. Tell people, it's my pastor who is speaking on the radio, Generation 419. That's my pastor. That's your pastor, talk on the radio. How many pastors talk on radio? Clap for pastors, I'm on radio. Yeah. Yesterday I was on radio with Lois and Kezia. How many of you listen? You don't listen to these things. You know, you listen to Captain Smart and Makuma Mamazimbi. Adichie Isruma. These are the things you listen to. Some of you cry, you don't even have radio. It's not your fault. You don't have radio in the house. God is giving you flat screen television. You don't say amen. No, you use Tikopo in your house, you're happy about it. Tikopo is over in Jesus' name. Yeah. First one, know your pastors. Right, A, know your pastors. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them. To know them. To know them. When you are at a program and I appear, you must come and say hello. If I come to your house, you must be glad to tell them, this is my pastor. My reverend has come. Can we say Bishop Christ and your bonnet? Committee, I'm here, Bishop Dada. Mami Tawo no what nakama. My head is a prophet. Jesus Christ. Bon sembi no my yeso. Tutu mi no. Me say tutu mi no. Tutu mi no. Machine gun. Hallelujah. Yeah. You must know us. It's important. You see, it is because of the way you treat pastors. Eh? That is why pastors want to look mystical. I don't know if you have seen pastors. You even find those type of pastors in our churches, like any lighthouse church or any you not find. But if you go to some churches, eh, the pastor's chair, you know, ha. I don't know if you have seen some prophet be his chair in the church before. Hey, gold, big one like wedding, yeah, sofa. Also for Olukwani chair is from here to here. Big, is it because? It's because of the way you treat pastors. So as he's coming, he's wearing white suit, white trousers, white shoe, white towel, and he's wearing 11 rings. Yeah, so that you take him serious. But the way he behaves, why Uber Surunu? Hey, one church be of God. What's up for no? Close your eyes. Or to me, preach here, ye. Or to me, cause the Holy Ghost are here. Hey, or boy, word fucking. Yet, your boy, you same say, the Holy Ghost are here. Now, sir, ISIS, and about your eyes, and I'm your new ISIS. It's your eye, the eyes, near ISIS, boomer. Sanka, a pura now. Close your eyes. All this, you see, because of the way church members disregard, disrespect, disorient, and then disrespect pastors. We share pastor now. His tie alone, he can build one cathedral. If we sell his bow tie, he can build one cathedral. That is why you see pastors, they use the church offering to buy a car. If I'm coming to church and I take trotro, you say you don't respect me, I have to come with V8. Now, if I pack my V8, Montesan, oh yeah, Namishrama, Obiam Pejanisaso, Pejamasasa, VAT came about you. Pay your sansa. Then as I'm coming, I have 11 boys. Come. 11 bodyguards. Hey, 11 boys. Come. 11. Quick. Follow me. And you have to look macho. Hey. Are they 11? Count to them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, Mr. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Join them. 11 bodyguards. Arrange yourself. You have to follow prophet well. Hurry up. Your body is not good. I need a bigger one. Huh? Two lines. All these people who are following prophet, they call them adjutants. I'm not prophet. Look, I said, these are the people who do that. So you see, then don't you have to look like telling somebody's come to follow, you come to beat prophet, you are there. Then you see our girls, hey, come. These are the people. Jennifer, come, huh? Lois, come. These are the people who be holding, then they'll be following. So you hold my iPad. They say, Daddy, Daddy. the key. Where's my key? Where's my car, my V8 key? If the microphone I'll preach with, come and hold it. Yeah. So these are apostle girls. They are daughters of apostle. You see, if I don't do that, you will never think I'm anointed. So if you want to come and see me in my office, you have to see this one. Then this one will tell this one that, come. This boy has a serious issue. You want to see me. So ask his bodyguards. So you are coming, bodyguards. So come. No. So you say, what do you want? What do you want? Why do you want to see prophet? No, you see, then the prophet say, shall I come? Yeah, so come and see prophet. Then the bodyguards will. No, do you say, no, you hold it. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Then so I want to see pastor. I want to see pastor. Huh? Okay. So come and see this person. The one pastor I want to see you see this one. Then this one will give him a note that you see this one. Come to see this one. Sister Kezia said that I want to see prophet, so I should come and see. See Sister Lois. Then you write your name, you write your telephone number, everything. Then they search your pocket. Do you have bomb? Remove your shoe, remove your socks, everything. Then can't see this one. Do you understand? Then as you saw this one, he said, this is the last person you have to see. They call him Chifogbe. If you see him there, it means that as he has come to see Chifogbe, he said, prophet is asleep. Go and come, let's do this. Call for Jesus. So as I'm moving there, you'll be following me. Be following prophet. Then you people be walking, say, Daddy, If you see prophet like this, do you think you can get close to the prophet? So, as I'm about to go to my V8, then this one, give the key. Who has the key? So, the two of you go and open the gate. Open there, then you'll be standing there. Then one open here, then as I'm coming, then you find your bodyguards. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Yeah. Bodyguards and daughters of the prophet. Sit down. Yeah. Look at the number of people who are following pastor. It's almost one church. All these people, so all these prophet sons, they are all wearing red suit and blue trousers, yes, and green tie. And if you see their face, like security men, but here you can just knock in and enter. It's like I came to say hello. Nobody will arrest you. Some church, I sit the pastor's chair. Ahakra, media niye kokokra. I've been sort of, only pastor Ike can sit here. Hey, only me can sit here. Pastor Ike, who is he? I'm a pastor. Hallelujah. Yeah. Know your pastors. When you see me, you shouldn't have double mind as to who I am. I'm your pastor. Number two, respect your pastors. 1 Thessalonians 5:13 said that, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among themselves. Respect. We are not saying worship us, but you normal courtesy. No more respect. Hey, you are in your house. Your mother is talking to you. Hey, me kene, 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 hey, kene. Then I've come to the house and I've called you. Oh, leave me alone. You don't respect. You don't respect. Some of you can come and sit in front of me and tell lies. It doesn't show. It's not a sign of respect. Hello? Am I preaching well? Yeah. Because see, the deviant behavior towards pastors is becoming too much. Anybody at all can laugh at the pastor. But I don't know what pastors do. You think pastors just come and preach Sunday and leave? Do you know what I do during the week for you? So that car has not knocked you down. Do you know what I do? Do you know how many times I have to wake up deep into the night and pray for you? Today I had a very bizarre dream about one of you. The person is here. I have to wake up at midnight and be praying for the person. I remember one day when I was in Tamale, J Church, I was pastoring them. I had a very serious dream about one of the girls. Woke up as I was praying for the girl. I was even crying. Meanwhile, that Sunday, the girl came to church. She was doing her birthday. She doesn't even know. But you go say, what does pastor do? What does pastor do? Yeah. Pastor does a lot of things for you. Put your hands together for pastors. Yeah. It's possible your elder brother is older than me. But I am not your elder brother. True of us. No. If your elder brother calls you and you don't want to go, fine. But if I call you, you can't say you don't want to go. I've called you. You have to come and put your hands behind you. Pastor, please, I'm here. Pastor, please, is there something I can do to you? You don't come to my office and sit down on my chair and cross your leg and start eating Indomie. Hey, and put your leg on my table because you have found 200 CDs on the floor. So you are rich. Next one. Number C. No, not number 7. A is know your under 6. Subtopic, know your pastors. B, respect your pastors. C, believe in your pastors. Believe. If you are here, I preach, you don't believe, be there. You shouldn't be here. If you are in this church, Bishop Dag is praying for us, and you don't believe, be there. When it's time for communion, and the prophet begins to pray strategic prayers and biblical terminologies, you should believe it. You should believe it. By the grace of God in our church, we are not blockheaded people. Do you think I failed my exams? That's why they've asked me to come and pastor you. When you look at all the pastors in the church, one of the intelligent pastors is me. That's why they brought me to pastor you. It's not like I failed my exams. I've gone to SHS. I couldn't perform well. They sacked me from 2:30. And I've come here. They say, well, I should come and do children's church. You know, when I'm speaking grammar, you can see that my grammar is a deep grammar. I'm a camera for born in, so that you can understand the English. I'm a very intelligent person. I don't have to blow my trumpet. You understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So you must believe. When I say go to school, you must believe. There must be something in school that I ask you to go to school. When I say come to church always, there must be something in church. If church were a bad thing, do you think I mean myself I'll be here? One way to know whether somebody is giving you a bad advice or a good advice, do you understand? Is that the thing the person is asking you to do, is the person doing it? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. If I'm sitting in the house and I say go to church, then you will see it as a very bad advice. Why is he in the house and he's asking me to go to church? That means that there must be something bad. That's why he's asking me to go there. But I'm also here. I say join choir. This church there, anytime you can come to church and go back free of charge. If you cannot join this, join that. There must be something that says join it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When I pray for you, you must believe it. On your birthday, when I lay hands on you here, you must believe. If you don't believe, then you are going to believe who? You are going to believe a fetish priest. And you believe fetish priests more than you even believe pastors. 2 Corinthians 20:20. Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so ye shall be established. Believe his prophets, so ye shall prosper. When you believe in your man of God, you prosper. You prosper. Yeah. I think 2 weeks ago, George came, I was talking to him, I was telling him some things. I said, don't mind what a lot of people are saying. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen. Your ability to listen, Shelley, it can take you far. Listen. And believe. Today, when I say something, it doesn't look the same. But 1, 2, 3 years to come, you'll see the effect. Believe. Nice girl. You say you enjoy choir. You come to church, you close, you leave. You come to church, you close, you leave. One day, you met some car be as park. As you are going, the guy said, ping, 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 then you came back. Where's your house? Oh, I'm going. Can I go and drop you? Give me your number. 3 weeks' time, they say you are pregnant. If you have stayed that 30 minutes to do rehearsals, some of you, when we close it, as if a rat, we've opened the door. You can't even find your taillight. You are gone. Perpetually gone. You can't trace you. Believe in your prophet. Number D. Then we go to the last one. Pray for your pastors. Pray. Pray for us. Pray for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:25. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us. I need your prayers. Don't say, if we pray for Pastor Emeka, it won't do anything. It will do something. Pray for me. When you go on your knees, pray for me. Will you be happy when they say that they've arrested your pastor? He's at the police station because he has gone to collect somebody's 100 Ghana cedis. And will you be happy? No, you won't be happy. It can even make you stop the church. It can even make you stop being a Christian. There are people who are Christian and they stop being Christian because of something they saw or they have experienced. Pray for me. Yeah. As you go on your knees, pray for me. Lord, I put Pastor Ike into your care. Protect him and protect his family in Jesus' name. Amen. It's enough. Yeah. If you know where I live to come to church every day, when you go on your knees, you pray for me. Some of you, if I'm sending you to my house, you will think I'm sending you to a shrine. Please, you are feeling mumble for me. Don't feel mumble for me. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Pray. As you go on your knees, as I'm in my room praying for you, you should also be in your room praying for me. One of the things that can help you is prayer. Hallelujah. And the last thing, your last duty. I'm about to close. Your last duty. Number 7. What is number 6? Number 6 is what? Know your pastors, love and respect them all. Number 7 is, your 7th rule is to bear fruit in Christ. To bear fruit. I'm closing with this one. To bear fruit. I'm not talking about popo. When I'm talking about fruit, I am not talking about kube. You must bear fruit. Today, I was very happy when I saw the two choirs singing. Why? Some time ago, this particular choir, there were four. There used to be four on there. And I called them. And I said that this choir, you can grow. You can make people join. Yes. You can make people join. You can bear fruit. What does it mean to bear fruit? To bear fruit means to reproduce. Listen, if you are somewhere you are not bearing fruit, you are not a good member of the thing. After being born again, it is important to bear fruit. Jesus saved you, and you must show your appreciation by doing something in God's kingdom. What are you doing to appreciate the thing God has done for you? You have friends. You have friends like yourself who is in your area, who doesn't go to church, but nothing clicks you. One of the days I was coming to church, I met young people. They were going for joggings. You know those Sunday morning thing they do? No? Once a time, my father says, Jama, he was in the battlefield far, far away. Oh, once a time, my father says, Jama, he was in the battlefield far, far away. Far away, far away. And I jimmy on the road. When I saw, I said, these people can be church members. But when somebody saw them, the person saw them as footballers. Yeah. I saw them as church members. But somebody else saw them. When the headmaster see you people sitting here, the person thinks of a school. And when I see young people, I think of church. What fruit are you bearing? Who can you say that you have established the person in the church? Who can you say is sitting in the church because of you? What fruit are you bearing, Shelley? You have people in your class. Look at John 15 verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bear fruit. That your fruit should remain. That your fruit should remain. And that whatever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Perhaps the reason your answer is not, your prayer is not being answered, is because you are not bearing fruit. May we bear fruit. May we bear fruit. You can extend an invitation to somebody. Follow me and let's go to church. But because you have not told anybody, nobody follows you. Hallelujah. Look behind you. Do we have chairs or we don't have chairs? We have chairs. You can talk to somebody to follow you. And some of you, even when you come to church, you see you be roaming about, running around and all that. Let me tell you, heaven is one district, one factory. we go to heaven individually. And as I always say, one day we will hear a news that you are no more. That's life. The 13 children who got drowned at Apam. You remember that? Children went to swim Sunday. They said they died, you know. Who told you they knew they were going to die? They didn't know. That they buried 11 of them. They arranged the coffin like this. 11. Like this. The sea has washed their lives away. What fruit are you bearing? Let me tell you. After they've died there. When they appear, God will not say because they are children, they should come to heaven. There is judgment for everybody. Hebrews 9:27. Look for it and read it. Hebrews 9:27. It says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. One day you die. One day you do. That is your last breath. We'll hear of you again. That's when people come and be saying, oh, he was affable. He was beautiful. He used to share his canteen with me. I remember when they were burying those children. It's some of the classmates. Oh, I would say he plays with everybody. Anyway, he doesn't play with everybody. But I put it to you. As you go, have you found it? Hebrews 9:27. As you go to face your maker, what account are you going to give? Oh God, I was in the candle in the dark choir. And I used to sing. We're singing Pastor Ike's church before he preaches. Where is your fruit? Where is your fruit? Decide that you are going to bear fruit for the Lord. Put your hands together and rise to your feet as we close. Yeah. Oh, clap properly. I think I've preached well. Yeah. Next week we'll be going for a different topic inside this same thing. This book, even if it will take us up to the end of the year, I'll preach it. Yeah. Your first rule is that of a faithful attendee. Your second rule is to be a stable church member. Your third rule is to be what? To pay your tithes. Fourth is to give your offering. Fifth rule is to do what? To make your talent and gift available. I like that one. To make your gift and talent available. Everybody has a gift. Everybody has a talent. What I'm doing is my gift is my talent. That's what God has given me. I may not be able to dance with the dancing stars. I may not be able to sing with the singing stars. This is what I can do. When they give you the mic, you can't do what I'm doing. Can you? No, can't. Some of you, your gift is so peculiar. Your gift is to organize people. If you call people, they'll follow you. But you are not using it. Yeah. I know there are people here. When you go to the area and tell them, we are all going to church. Somehow, they will all obey you and they'll follow you. But you are not using it. You use it for Manchester United. What's the next rule? Know your... Yeah, you must... I don't think you can disrespect me. It won't happen. Yeah. And so far, since I've started pastoring you, none of you have even disrespected me before. Clap for yourselves. You are very decent children. Decent, yeah. You are being trained well. You are being trained well. Not to disrespect. When you see Bishop, you don't run away. You see Bishop coming, not that you pass here. Oh, Bishop, my name is Winfred. I'm in the Safe Church. I've come to say hello. Nice one. Then Bishop will say, how are you? I'm fine. Hey, Bishop is coming. Hey, good guy. Hey, Pastor Ike, Pastor Ike. Pastor Ike. He has passed. Yeah. We don't do that. You bring yourself properly. Yeah. Oh, Pastor Ike, good morning. I came around. I've seen you. I said I want to come and say hello. That shows that you are a proper human being. Lift up your hands. I don't want to go the same way I came. Touch me with your hand. Touch me with your hand, Jesus. I don't wanna go the same way I came.
Touch me with your hand,
oh Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch us with your hand. We thank you for today that we have known our roles, our duties, what is expected of us in your house. And Lord, we know that keep ringing this in our ears. Keep reminding us that these are the things we need to do to make your house a success. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Oh, clap properly, clap properly, clap properly. What a blessing. Amen. Oh, I said amen.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.